Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, the purpose, and the destiny of God. As we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we walk by faith and not by sight, as we continue to move forward in God, we see the demonstration of His power, His life, His truth in us, causing us to become all that He said, causing us to grow and mature, causes us to be light and life to someone else that helps lead some of them to Jesus Christ, helps to encourage others in their walk of faith, in their process, and let them hold on to the promises of God as they see us moving in the direction of faith and obedience, trusting God all the way. God always chooses unlikely people for His purpose and His promise. He always chooses those who He has called and chosen before time, before the foundations of the earth. He saw us, knew us, and had us in mind, had a purpose that was greater than our past, our pain, our sin, and He allowed through the blood of Jesus Christ those things to be manifest, knowing that we would be His, that we would choose His way, that we would choose to love Him and serve Him, and that we would call on the name of Jesus by faith, be saved, and serve Him always. When God chooses a family, a nation, a tribe for His glory, He gets the glory out of them and that individual that He's chosen. So we are so grateful that God has chosen us for such a time as this to be His example in the earth, to be the light, the salt in the earth for someone else. We've been studying faith, and we're going back into faith. Next week, we're going to look at Abraham and his life and how God used him and the walk of faith that he had that is mentioned in the Old and the New Testament that we're going to study. We're going to get into a little bit of that today, but next week, we're going to go further into Abraham's life, Sarah's life, and how they walk by faith, and applying that word that we read to our everyday life, making it practical, making it something that we can duplicate, making it something that we can see in our own lives manifesting for us, and how God has a plan for our lives that is greater, as I said before, than anything that we would ever face or have ever gone through. His purpose, His for us, is going to always bring us victory. It's always going to cause us to triumph and win in Jesus' name. So as we look at the heroes or the patriots of faith, even when we see their faith, we understand that they had to endure in faith even to the end of their lives. And that's something that we need to understand. We're to endure no matter how long we live, no matter how our life goes. We are to endure in faith until the very end, until Jesus cracks the sky or we go to be with Him. We are to have faith. Jesus says, even in the gospel, He says, will I find faith in the earth when I return? And that lets us know that there are people who will walk away from the faith, who will not endure in faith, who will not stand in faith. But we want to be those who stand and endure in faith, knowing that God is faithful, that every promise that He said is faithful. No matter how it looks in the world or how it gets or how bad things get, we understand that our Savior is coming back. We understand that He is not going to leave us here, that He's prepared a place for us, that He has a home for us that is eternal, that He will one day come back and return. But while He's away, we're working while it's day. We're doing what we're supposed to do. We're walking in the faith. We're commanding the love, the life, the truth of who He is to be seen, to be evident, and we're becoming more and more like Him. Our lifestyle is a life that will lead someone else to know who Jesus Christ is and to be encouraged in that. So we're to continue and endure in faith, even though the heroes of faith, they knew that this world was not their world, that this was temporary, that they had an eternal home that was made by God, that they were going to be with God. They still duplicated faith, knowing that God Himself would be honored, be pleased, be glorified by their faith. And they were not doing it for an audience of people. All they were doing it for was to glorify God, to please God, to know God, to serve God with everything in them. And because they did, God Himself was glorified through their lives. Abraham and Sarah did not even return back to Ur where the God had told them to leave. They could not return back, even if they wanted to. They could not go back to that lifestyle, back to pagan worship. Everyone that follows the example of Abraham And even when we see the new generation and even the generation today, they are descendants of Abraham. And they have to follow the same example of faith and refuse to return to the religion of their ancestors. They could not go back to a religious system that would no longer provide an atonement for sin, because Jesus provided the atonement. Hebrews 8, 7 through 13 talks about this, and it reminds us of this. Today, with the walk that we have, we cannot return or be attracted to the world. We have to refuse the worldly system, taking on their principles, their thoughts, their actions, their deeds. We understand that we walk by faith and not by sight, that our faith pleases God, and that because we acknowledge him as Lord and Savior of our life, the head of our life, we now produce him. When we say that we belong to Jesus, we now produce him in the earth. We now live for his glory. We produce his character. We produce his values, his morals. We produce what he is in the earth by faith. And when we do that, we cause, of course, the enemy's not going to like it. People are not going to like it because it's offensive, because it is light. It's light, and it's the love of God, and it's not something that you go around bashing people over the head. All you have to do is live. If you look at the example of Jesus, all he did was walk on the face of the earth, and because he walked in truth by faith in the authority and the power of God, when he never said a word, he attracted the enemy, because the enemy knew that there was a presence there that was true, that was going to change the standard of what he had been trying to do. When you just live a life of worship unto the Lord by faith, and you do what he tells you to do, you're going to attract the enemy, because he knows that your presence there commands and brings change. It commands the peace of God. It commands the presence of God. It commands the authority of God. And you have got to see that manifest in your life. One of the things that we understand, that the Bible tells us and lets us understand, that God would not, when Abraham was tested with Isaac, he understood that God was so faithful and so true and so powerful that God was not going to allow and could not allow and would not allow Isaac to die. God was going to raise him up. He understood that Isaac was part of the promise. And so by doing it God's way, he was going to manifest the presence of God, the promise of God. And he understood that when he obeyed by faith, no matter what happened, God was going to be God and raise Isaac up. You've got to understand that there will be some things in your life that you're going to face. There will be some situations that look hopeless and impossible, but God has already spoken a word concerning you. He's already given you a promise. And no matter what, if he said something in your life should be, it's going to live and not die. He's going to be there to make sure that thing comes into fruition. He's going to make sure that it happens, that it manifests, because it is his will, not yours, in the earth that will be seen. It is part of his promise unto you. So therefore, he's going to make sure that you endure to the end by faith and see the manifestation of all that he promised. The incident that we see with Isaac and Abraham basically lets us understand that this is how what God has done for us. Isaac was as good as dead, the Bible says. God provided a ram, a sacrifice, in his place. Well, when we look at what God has done for us, he provided Jesus. Jesus was our sacrifice. He was our sacrificial lamb. God provided him for what we needed. And when he did, this gave us the triumph of victory that we have in and through Jesus Christ, through the blood of the Lamb. Jesus triumphed over hell, over death and the grave. And because he's triumphed over those things, we triumph also. He's given us the ability to triumph and to win. And when you understand that and recognize that, then you understand that no matter what happens in your life, because Jesus has already triumphed, you're a winner. You're an overcomer. You're going to succeed. You're going to win, because Christ Jesus lives inside of you. Greater and greater, and greater is he that is in him than he that is in the world. So you're going to win. God is going to allow you to win. The Bible talks about the heroes of faith, about Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. It talks about them, and it lets us understand that they believed until the end, that their lives, even though they died, they believed to the end that they were going to see the future of God, that which they had not seen there. They were going to see it. They were going to receive it, because they were going to see it by faith, even in eternity. They were going to receive that promise that God had spoken. Moses' parents, when we talk about the heroes of faith, Moses' parents had faith in God in the midst of opposition. And when we are facing opposition, that's when we have to walk in faith and not by sight. Everything in us says it's just not going to happen. It's not going to manifest. We're not going to receive it. We're not going to get it. But you have to believe that God has promised you something and he's faithful to do it. And he's going to bring it to pass in your life. The opposition that they faced was that if they were caught with the child, because Pharaoh at that time was killing all the male children, if they were caught, not only was the child going to die, but they were going to die. But they believed God in the midst of an impossible situation to be God. And this lets us know that there is nothing impossible with God. God blessed Moses, blessed his house, blessed his parents because of their faith to believe God in an impossible situation. Moses believed God when he grew up. He refused to take a high position in Pharaoh's court, and he chose to suffer and forsake Egypt. And when he did this, God was going to later use him to install the Passover. And this is likened unto Christ, because Moses had to suffer the indignity that was associated with God's people instead of embracing a worldly system or worldly pleasure in Pharaoh's court. He had to choose to suffer with them so that he can do the will of God. And sometimes you're going to suffer. The Bible says that you know, we are basically, because we belong to God, Jesus said they're going to hate you like they hate me, and you're going to suffer for my name's sake. But believe and understand and know that I will deliver you out of all your afflictions. I'm going to deliver you out of everything that you face. That's the promise that we have. He's going to be there to bring us through it, that we know that whatever we face is only temporary. God is going to bring us through it, and we're going to win, and we're going to see victory in our lives. So we see that he did not go to the way that was easy. He didn't go the way that was popular. He didn't go the way that seemeth right, but he went to chose the path that God had ordained for him. And even though he suffered, he has a great reward and a blessing. And he was able to lead people out of a place or into a place that they could never have gotten unless he had said yes to the will of God. And God is waiting on you to say yes to some things so that he can do some great things in your life. And you never know who he would lead you to, or your example of your life of faith will help encourage someone else who's watching your life. When we get down to the 11th, Hebrews 11 and 30, we see that it talks about the Jericho wall. And we talked about this. We understand that these warriors of Israel had to have faith to destroy the Jericho wall. They had to have faith. It took faith to do this. And when they did this, it was by an unconventional way, by trusting God, believing God, and obeying him, that they see their acts of faith manifest when God does something that everybody thought was impossible. But they had faith in a God that promised them that I'm going to be faithful to you. All I need is your faith to agree with me and walk around these walls and do what I said. And as they did, they saw the miracle of God. There will be things in your life that you will face and things that you will go through and endure, and it's going to take your faith. And you have to do it even when it seems crazy, impossible, knowing that all things are possible for God, with God, because you believe. When we look at Romans 4 and 16, don't have time to read it, we see here that Paul basically concludes that God's promises to Abraham were founded on his faith. And because of that, we are now heirs and joint heirs to what God has given. God has promised. So that every time that we, this faith that Abraham had basically was just not faith, but it was faith that acknowledges that salvation was going to come, and God's grace, God's favor was going to come to his people. And God was going to do it through a seed, and that seed was Jesus Christ. And so he understood that as he obeyed God and did what God said, there was going to come a seed in the seed that was going to cause everyone who believed to be heir. And Abraham is the forefather or the founder of faith that we see the example of. And when we see that example, it causes us to embrace everything that God says and know that God is faithful. That is all the time I have today for Favor Life, the process of there. I pray that you have a wonderful worship experience this weekend and that you understand that your walk of faith, your lifestyle of faith is worth something, and God is going to use it to make shape you, but also to bless someone else and to bring someone else to know who he is. I pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful day and that you continue to walk by faith and not by sight. God bless you.